Welcome to Looking Ahead podcast. I'm your host, Mo, and today's podcast is a special podcast in a way that I'll be posting it also at YouTube or recording a video while talking about today's topic. So if you're listening to my podcast right now, feel free to visit my YouTube channel and see me talking through today's topic. If you're busy to watch the video, please keep listening, and hopefully today's topic will be of an interest to you. All right, let's get started with today's topic. So as I mentioned, today's topic is how to build financial stability before you get started or in the early days of your startup. But let me first recap from the last few episodes. So today's episode is the fifth episode in a series about the entrepreneur conditioning. If you haven't listened to any of the previous episodes, please do, especially the first two. It's going to introduce the concept and also is giving you a link to a really nice tool that I've created a few weeks ago to help you assess where you are in terms of your readiness for your entrepreneur journey. But last time specifically, I talked about how to build a support system around you as an entrepreneur using your family and friends. Your family and friends are a big factor in your success, and they are going to effectively support you as much as you spend some effort with them to educate them about your journey and what to expect from you and how they sometimes can support you properly. Now, today's topic is really important, and I have a few stories to share with you from my own personal experience. But in a nutshell, as an entrepreneur, you usually take a big financial risk when you start your own company. You leave a stable job. You probably do not take a salary. Would not take a salary for a long time. You're going to be limited in resources for a long time as well. Even if you're rocking it in sales, you still need to show everyone around you your unlimited commitment to your idea. And that's through your probably low compensation, because your saving actually is in the value of the company. This is at least how VCs would see you as an entrepreneur. Now, that doesn't mean that you need to be financially stressed in those early days. You can prepare yourself before getting started with your startup. And today, I'm going to talk about some of the strategies and tactics that you can use for that purpose. So let's get started. So I had that dream of founding, you know, my own company or a startup many years ago. And every time I tried to do it, I always, you know, thought about, you know, my commitment towards my family. And a few years before founding Magalix, my startup, I had that, you know, sincere talk with my wife. And I told her, look, I really want to do that. And she replied back and told me, sure, but we want to make sure that we're not impacted by this as much as possible. And I promised her at the beginning that I will do enough saving. My wife did not work at that time. Well, I will have enough saving for the family to keep us going for 2 years, even if we do not get any salary from the startup. And I planned from the beginning that I'm going to get funding and I'm going to get myself a salary. But I promised my wife that I would not get started. I would not do this jump before having enough saving in our bank to keep us going when we run out of resources. And frankly, the only thing that came to my mind is, okay, I'm going to use the saving probably when I shut down the company, if I have to shut down the company. I did not think in the initial phases of forming the company that I will have a low salary. But of course, I learned that after talking to VCs and other founders. This is just normal in the startup world. So if you don't know this already, please think about that seriously. So number one strategy is to start thinking seriously about having enough money in your bank. This is given that you are now an employee with a regular paycheck, etc. Another strategy that you can follow is build other sources of passive income. You probably know what is a passive income. Is basically, you know, it's a regular income or semi-regular income that you would have from a work that you've done in the past. Like, for example, you have a book and you are now that you've written 1 or 2 years ago, and now you're collecting royalties that that basically it's enough amount of money for you to keep going. Or it could be any other source of passive income. You own a property and you're renting it, and you depend on the rent of that property to give you that steady stream of income. So one of the other strategies that you can follow is how you're going to use this amount throughout your early years of your startup. One mistake that I did myself is that all my savings were just put in a bank account and they were just ready for me to withdraw from them anytime. That was good. Made enough money available for me to withdraw from and so on. But I realized later on that I was not, this was not really the best strategy. I realized that I should have divided my savings into three buckets. There's a short-term immediate need bucket. There's a medium-term need bucket, and there's a long-term need bucket. And as you do this, you're going to start to think about, okay, what do I need to do with my medium and long-term buckets? But if you think that the whole money that you save for 2 years or more worth of spending that should be available right now, you're just going to leave them in your saving account. And frankly, I realized that whatever I saved, let's say I saved $1,000, this $1,000 actually could have been, more than $2,000, by the end of these 2 years. Now, that's not, an investment advice that I'm giving you, but start thinking a bit more strategically. And one of the things that prevented me from doing that is the overhead of, being an investor and thinking about where can I, put my money to make it, still grow and increase while building my own startup. So do not wait until you get started and say, okay, this is how I'm going to invest my money. I think this is still going to be too much of an overhead for you as an entrepreneur, especially if you are, let's say, the CEO or the CTO. You have to do tons and tons of stuff that you need to achieve while running your startup. But maybe before you get started with your company, start thinking about this money. How can you make this money still available for you and under your disposal? But at the same time, if it's a large enough money, you can actually maybe put it somewhere to grow, right? CDs, maybe the stock market, investing in an index, maybe in real estate. There are lots of, depending, which part of the world you are right now, there are definitely going to be other options for you to put your money at and not really think about, how to move them around and how to grow them. But you still need to keep maybe 3 to 6 months worth of spending just in a saving account, highly liquid, and make sure that you can spend them anytime as you need them. All right, let's talk about my last point for today, which is preparing for the unexpected. Live events, are going to take place. You may need to do, you know, some emergency stuff, fixing your car, changing your car, you know, going through some surgery. A family member might need your help. So it's important to prepare for these. Now, I also thought about that before founding my startup. And I was thinking, well, do I need to then add more saving and delay my, you know, my start date? And frankly, I decided not to do that. And it's on you to decide, you know, which path you want to take. But what I did instead is looking at my assets and see if I can tap into those assets really quickly in case of an emergency. And, you know, one tactic that we use here in the US, which is, you know, if you have enough equity in your house, you can, you know, create a HELOC or, a line of credit on your house. Just keep it sitting there just in case. And this is one way to have, you know, some sort of liquidity for emergencies as a last resort that you can have in case that you need additional money beyond your two years saving. You know, one important thing that you should have in mind that actually your savings should be your threshold for start quitting actually or start thinking about your startup, you know, lifetime. If you're not able to, if you ran through all your savings and now your, you know, your risk is going beyond that point, I would certainly, you know, recommend you to stop and think really deep if you really want to go beyond that point or not. I know we hear a lot of stories of people who, you know, max their credit cards and then after that they came out of you know, the darkness and they were able to pay all their debt and they became millionaires. Remember, for each success story that you hear about, there are probably going to be lots of really dark stories and bad endings. You know, we as humans, you know, sometimes we would like to cling to the hope of being in a better position in the future. And I know eventually you will be in a better position, but you do not want to, you know, your bottom to be really low, and, you know, put your family and you know, your life at risk, just, you know, because you wanted to achieve you know, to be a founder and have your own startup. As I mentioned in earlier episodes, your startup is just, it's not you. You need to separate your startup from your identity and make sure that your startup failure does not mean that you are a failure. You can still do a lot. You can still achieve a lot. But you need to learn when to stop. And the financials could be a decent indicator for you that you reach a point that, you know what, this game is not worth really, you know, pursuing at this point. So might be a good idea, as I said, to stop, think about it and wait until maybe the circumstances around you are in your favor. As we talked in today's episode, you know, your financial stability is all about mitigating the risks, the financial risks that you're going to go through when you start your own startup. All right, thank you very much for listening or watching today's episode of Looking Ahead. Today we discuss a really important topic, which is your financial stability as an entrepreneur when you get started with your company and venture. You are going to take a big financial risk anyways when you get started as an entrepreneur, but it doesn't have to be painful. It doesn't have to be really tough for you and your family. Follow some of the tactics that I shared today. Again, it's not an investment advice, or you do not need to follow it as is. Just think of it as yet another story in that space, and take the best out of it. I learned by trial and error, and you do not have to go through that. I was lucky enough to think a bit wisely about that topic because I have a family, and my wife helped me a lot. Thinking really deeply about it, she was stopping me, and without her, questions and trying to be critical about what can be done before I do that jump. I probably would have made some stupid decisions. So thank you again for listening or watching me at YouTube. And next episode is going to be really important. Again, in the entrepreneur journey conditioning. So stay tuned, and thank you very much. And keep looking ahead.